Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Not getting enough Triple M footy? Or did you miss something and need to go back and have another listen? Get the Triple M NRL podcast. It's available right now on the Triple M NRL app.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh, no, he drops the ball.
Just as long as I'm here in your arms, I could be in no better place.
I've got to respect the ball.
You're simply the best.
Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Woo! Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Two, three, four.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sydney.
And a very good afternoon right across the Triple M network. They have tuned in from Cairns right through down to Townsville and across down through the Whitsundays into, of course, the Fraser Coast, Brisbane, Toowoomba, beautiful Coffs Harbour, Moffs Harbour, Strawny there at Port Macquarie, Triple M, and then, of course, right down into the Riverina, Newcastle, Central Coast, and our hometown, the beautiful harbour city of Sydney. And we do it thanks to Brydens, 1-800-848-848. 1-800-848-848, brydenslawyers.com.au. My poll today is just absolutely on fire. And the question on the poll today is, if you're David Fifita, would you take the money? So just to tell you basically what's going on here, he's been offered 1.25 mil to go to the Titans or somewhere between 7 and 750 to stay at the Broncos. So normally I'd say it's 100 grand or something. Well, you'd probably stay where you were, but $500,000. If I'm the kid's father, I'm saying what you want to do, buy your old man an HSV, jump in and take the extra half mil hoops.
Mate, you are the king of cash, Anthony. You know how to crunch numbers better than anybody on a calculator. So I'm tipping if somebody offered you 1.25, you'd tear both hamstrings and say, where do I sign? But I think in relation to David Fifita, look, he still hasn't made his mind up yet. I mean, I must say it was a unique set of circumstances last week where he rings Anthony Seibold. He tells him, I'm just giving you the heads up, I'm going to sign with the Gold Coast. Then he sleeps on it. And then backflips and rings Darren Lockyer the next morning and tells him, no, I'm having second thoughts now. I think I might actually stay. So, And then the Gold Coast came back in again. And I know that the figure that's getting floated around is 1.25 million. I don't know whether that's purely all in terms of a straight up and down contract or if that includes, you know, third party agreements. And Anthony, I know how good you are at negotiating vehicles and things like that as additional
free service.
No, well, I've got
paper from Maccas.
If you want, I'll bring in the paperwork and show you that I paid full freight for my car. So you're
still getting the free car washes?
I'm not getting free anything.
Yeah, the service down there at where?
I get it done down there at Perry Street there at Kevin's Autos, but only because they do such a great job. Gordy, why don't you weigh in on this, mate?
I did, and Fifita, I think, is a great young kid. I think there's a chance. I watched Nathan Brown sign Kalyn Ponga to Newcastle and look what it's done for the region.
You know, game changer.
Jonathan Thurston going up to the Cowboys. I think Fifita can have that, like Mal Meninga when he first went down to Canberra. I think Fifita can have that long-standing legacy in the game where there will be a statue out the front, you know. And if at Brisbane, you're a number, because I was a number. Like, I captained my country, so I'm a number there. But if he goes to the Titans and you become the franchise player, and it's you. Like, Wally Lewis is the king of Brisbane, always will be, you know, and I think Fifita has that opportunity at the Gold Coast. And you know what? The greatest thing, there was an article about him about 3 or 4 months ago when his mother couldn't afford for him to play rugby league anymore. So he said, Mum, you got to trust me. I'm going to make it for you. And he'd catch a train, he'd get up at 4 o'clock, catch a train down to the Gold Coast for school training. So he's disciplined and he's from there. And I know that he's got a lot of mates that he loved playing footy there, and I would just love to see it for the game.
Well, it'd be a circuit breaker for the Gold Coast Titans. Like, as long as they've been around, I think they've only made one final series. Was it back when Scotty Prince was playing there? And, you know, it's been a lean period over the course of the last, you know, decade for the Gold Coast Titans. But if they could land a signature like a David Fifita, that changes the whole context of that club.
It's the Melbourne Storm, right? without Glenn Lazarus signing there, and I know he was over the hill, but when he signed there with all those young kids playing with him, the wisdom and the standards that he sets at training, you know, like there's all those reports of Lazo at training, and he was a big prick of a thing, you know, and then you're playing a game and it's 10 minutes and it's a no-mistake drill and you're getting to the end and it's really hard, and if the ball didn't hit him on the chest, he wouldn't put his hands up. And then you had to keep on going back and restarting in 10 minutes. But that's the standard. You don't hit me on the chest when I'm going to cart it up into these big blokes. You don't. And then the Melbourne Storm blokes complained that when he went down there, he did it. But Richard Swain started hitting him right on the chest in big moments. And then that's what Lazo did for Melbourne, and Cameron and all those guys have jumped on the end of it. And that's what the Fifita, I think, can do. And you sign someone like Kalyn Ponga, and you know, everybody in the game thought he was overpaid. Now no one does. And then
He's got a bump up now.
Yeah, and then Brownie got Mitchell Pearce, and you get Clemmer, and then you start getting all these other guys, and then the good young kids, like the Safidi boys, they don't want to leave. They want to be part of it because they see it going somewhere.
Yep.
You know, instead of all those Newcastle boys going to play in Sydney.
If you look at David Fifita, and again, obviously, this is only my opinion, if you look at the Broncos last year, the Broncos fell into the eight, all right? And at the start of this year, before the virus, I think they played the Cowboys. The score was 14-12 or whatever, and David Fifita got the ball from 60 yards out,
bang,
ran between two test players, and then run around Valentine Holmes. If you go to the Broncos back end of last year, David Fifita single-handedly won them four or five games, or they wouldn't have been in the eight. So David Fifita, in essence, probably masked some problems that were coming for the Broncos because he is that good. I've never seen a 20-year-old forward like him in my time, 19, whatever age is.
Hey, boys, let me, before we go any further, we're not done with this chat. Maybe you're a Broncos or a Titans supporter. You want to weigh in on this? Why don't you? 1-3-3-5-3. But this is one of the greatest of all time, Jonathan Thurston questioning the offer from the Titans. And let's have a listen to the perspective he puts on it.
They've already got a $1 million player there, reportedly, with Ash Taylor in the halves, and he probably hasn't lived up to the expectation of being a $1 million player. We know the potential that he's got, and now they're reportedly offering $1.25 million for a back rower. So between those two players, that's nearly 25% of your salary cap there. And if you've got two players on that money, it's going to be hard to attract other players. So I don't think they've got it right, and they certainly need to be going after some players that come from really good systems, like the Melbourne Storms, and certainly like the Sydney Roosters. So, you know, someone in the middle third there you could think of as, you know, Dale Finucane, the likes, and Jared Hargraves, or C.R. Takiaho, who was enormous last night. So, if I was the Titans, I'd certainly be having a look at the management of their roster, and certainly trying to aim for players that are going to win your games. I think those two will.
Yeah, doesn't he make some sense there?
No.
Well, hang on a second, Gordon.
Hold on. So you want me to answer it?
I do. No, you answer it.
Okay, yeah. So he says two players with $1 million. Yeah. Wasn't his forward, his number one forward, by the name of Jason Tamalolo, on $1 million?
Yeah,
correct.
Wasn't Jonathan Thurston on $1 million?
Would have been close.
Didn't they win a competition?
Yes.
So that's contradictory of what the Cowboys did for him.
And what?
And didn't we just sign Tino, the young kid out of Melbourne Storm? Aren't we signing all those good young kids? All we need is a big fish. Jonathan Thurston was the big fish. And Ash Taylor probably hasn't lived up to the $1 million, right? And there are players that don't live up to a $300,000 contract, a $600,000 contract. We've got to take the money out of it. We need a big fish. He's the big fish. That is a Jason Tamalolo. He come from a club where they gave him 10 years for $1 million season.
What Mal Meninga can't do is though, Mal Meninga, he never gave, if Mal Meninga's, well, not, Mal's in charge of a lot of this stuff now, isn't he? Mal Meninga and the coach, Justin Holbrook, they can't sit there and worry about what Ashley Taylor's getting.
No.
They didn't do that deal. They're not building their club around Ashley Taylor. That's, you know, I'm not.
That ship sailed.
That's not. They're making decisions on whether they want to take the club for the next five years.
Mm.
And if they want to sit back and worry about what Ashley Taylor's getting, and we'll worry about this and we'll let this opportunity go, the Gold Coast will be exactly where they are. I actually applaud them for what they've done with this bloke, because I remember many, many years ago when I was only 18 and I played my first game with Gordon. It was only a trial match at Cronulla. I went home and put the 20-cent bobs in the phone over at St. George's. I said, Dad, I just played with this Tallis bloke and I ain't seen anything like it. I'm not going to give him too big a rap because he's big enough as it is. But
the glasses don't fit me anymore. They're going to fall off, look like a monocle.
These blokes are once-in-generation players.
Yeah.
And David Fifita We have not seen a talent like this for, I don't know if I've ever seen one. I watched Sonny Bill play at a young age. We haven't seen a kid do what he can do to the opposition. Like, I've never seen anything like it personally. I haven't seen it.
He's got the Tamalolo with the SBW.
Which is
very, very, very rare that, you know, Sonny Bill had that knack of beating players and using his body, and once he made a break, he could go all the way.
Mm.
But he was a centre, and Fifita can go right through the middle and over people, like a Tamalolo.
And to me, he looks like he's got desire. Like he loves, like he wants to win, and he puts everything out there every week. I'm all for the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I had a brief chat to him once, just about footy, just sort of passing. We're talking, and you know, we're just having a chat about footy. What I had learned through my whole career, he knows now. Mm. When I was talking to him about footy, about doing stuff, and, oh, well, this is what I should do and that, and he goes, oh, yeah, I do that, and I'm trying to get him to do this and that, and I'm like, you're
so
okay.
So even though he's only 20 years old,
smart.
he's got his level of education at the moment is above
what he wants to do. Well, that's why he can do what he does. That's why he can have 7 runs and blow a game apart, because he knows when he's going to do. He knows what he brings to the footy team. He knows he don't have to do the 22 hit-ups and get the 300-meter tag, because that's not his style, because he don't need to do it. But you can't win games. He can do
he's
it with one
breaker.
Run, one tackle, and he blows the game open, and the momentum changes when he gets the football.
And I'm not sitting here saying that David Fifita should go to the Gold Coast. I admire what the Gold Coast are doing, but like I know when we offered Kalyn Ponga what we did, Kalyn Ponga had certain people say, oh, the Knights are hopeless, blah, 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 blah. Now, where are the Knights sitting compared to where the Cowboys are sitting?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so sometimes some of these people's messages, is it in the best interest of the kid or is it in the best interest of themselves? And
well, I think you can see that indecision in David Fifita at the moment, the fact that last week he's made the call that he's going to go with the Gold Coast. And then he's had a change of heart and he's still not sure at the moment. Gordy, do you know...
Money.
Where is it up to? Like, has he made it? Is he staying at the Broncos? Is he still a chance of going to the Titans?
I reckon it'd be a really tough decision, because the Broncos build that we're loyal, we're always going to look after you, this is it, this is your club, this is your brand. They build that in you. That's why they've kept the Alan Langers, the Darren Lockyers, the Shane Webkes of the world, but I think that fabric might have left the club by now. So that's why he is so torn. And I think, I think he'd be, you know, having sleepless nights, because it's a really big decision for a kid. Because people think that he's just going to come to they're going to think he's just come to the Titans for money. I think that they're going forward, and I can see the plan where it's at. We never had any kids come through. All that stuff that Nathan spoke about, that's in place. Every good kid that we had, like the Xavier Coates, they all drive down the road. That's not going to happen anymore. They're going to stay there. We're starting to get young kids to want to come to the Gold Coast for the right reasons.
Well,
and the last thing we've got to do, because we've got all the systems in place now. All we need to do is start winning on the footy field. This is the last piece of the puzzle, which is the one that you've got to get right. But some people get the right team and then there's nothing after it. We've got everything there in place, and now we need is that 17 players that run out every week. And I think that they're playing to their potential now. We just need that big fish.
If they sign him and Tino, it changes the course of the club completely.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, just going back to what you said about the sleepless nights, I got the impression as though the Broncos must have really put the weights on him and gone after him heavy after he rang Seibold and he rang Darren Lockyer and he rang Peter Nolan, the head of recruitment.
Yeah,
and he told all of them. I think it was the Tuesday night, he told all of them, I'm just letting you know, I'm going to sign with the Titans. And then the next morning, he had the change of heart.
And Jonathan Thurston, about the $2 million, how does Brisbane fit him in the salary cap?
Well, they can only fit him in at 700 for next year. That's their best offer with their roster at the moment. They're trying to shift all sorts of players. They're trying to shift Jack Bird. They're trying to shift Anthony Milford. They're doing all sorts of things behind the scenes to try and create money to be able
but
to sign.
But haven't they taken up their options? Like, that's what you read in the papers.
Well,
taken, because
Milford
no one wants
has,
him. So
yes,
Milford's been chopped around.
Yep.
No one wants him.
Correct.
And Jack Bird, you know, you'd be brave.
Injury
even though,
risk.
Even
yeah,
though I did watch him play in a trial match up in Rockhampton. He was really good and he played football. He's a great player, but is he going to get straight back to his best? And is the club going to pay him what he can get at the Broncos? You know, it's bloody hard.
Brownie, let me ask you this as a bloke who's only recently coached an NRL club. On the back of if they're prepared to pay $1.25 million for David Fifita, the Titans, if you're the coach, are you saying we need to rebuild our squad? I might be better off going for, say, two more experienced players at $600,000 each. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I can, but look, Mal's put himself on the line. He Radney, obviously, with this Fifita kid. And for me, I've never met David Fifita. I don't know him. So without meeting him, I can't give a 100% answer, because you like to meet all these players before you sign them and do a fair bit of homework on them. But this guy is, as I said, I haven't personally seen a player like him in my whole time in here. I watched Sonny Bill as a 18, I played with Gordon at 19. I haven't seen anyone like this kid myself. Now, if he's got the attitude and they're very confident he's going to deliver on the field for them, what he does for me is you have him and young Tino, who are two of the better young forwards in our game. Malcolm and the coach, they've got something to sell. They can go to a good, hardened 29-year-old forward and say, can you come up here and help these two blokes bring this club through? If they don't get David Fifita, what do? They go and sign a bloke who's 30, who's going to go to the Gold Coast. And what's he going to the Gold Coast for?
Retire.
Retirement fund, a pension fund. As opposed to, why don't you come to the Gold Coast to help these two younger blokes help our club grow? It's a big difference.
Okay.
They get David Fifita, then they could go and sign like a Blake Green, pair him with Jamal Fogarty, all of a sudden completely different football team.
Yep, all right. Well, boys, we'll take a break now. We've got Gordon Tallis, Nathan Brown, James Triceps Hooper, and no wonder they call him Australia's little hero. Up next, Hoops has got some news for us of what's going on around the world of rugby league as Triple M rocks the footy for Brydons.
Sunday Sin Bin is full of experts. If you're looking for expert legal advice, have a chat to Bryden's lawyers. Triple M rocks footy. Woo! The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Triple M rocks footy.
And welcome back to it. We do it thanks to Bryden's lawyers. And of course, we've got Gordy Tallis. We've got Nathan Brown in. We've got James Tricep Super and Maroon at Triple M underscore NRL. We've got a question here from Phil Leotardo in Drummoyne. Says, where is Paul Kent today? Well, that your guess is as good as mine. Yeah. This is the only place in the world where you come to work if you feel like it.
No. The fans voted, right?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. We had a Hoops poll. Yep. Through the week, and the fans voted that they wanted happy hour for 3 hours. They actually wanted a happy hour to go a bit longer. And normally he goes for an hour, but they actually wanted an extended version.
Yeah, so, don't stick to your usual tradition, Anthony, of stabbing people in the back when they're not around to defend themselves.
No, I am not.
Paul,
I'm
as part
reading,
of his contract, had it arranged that he was to have this weekend off. He's got family commitments, and that's why he's not here.
Listen,
but as per usual, you'll take the opportunity when someone's not around to defend themselves, you'll take that opportunity to shiv under the ribs.
You need to not defend your little boyfriend because he's not here, okay, and he's not listening. Olivia from Muzzlebrook says, why is Paul not on today? Was he too angry to leave the house? Well, Olivia, that's a little... I wouldn't have gone that far. That's a little bit rude, I think, Olivia. So just check yourself before...
Is there any other emails you want to make up?
I'm not making
you
them up, mate.
So,
did anything go on at your place this morning?
You're obviously on the angel dust again because you're making emails
I'm
up.
I'm not making emails
mate,
up.
You pulled those straight out of your bull-eye pass.
No, listen, A, you're not the email police. B, right, your little bum
That's
chum's not here, so you don't have to defend him. And C, if you don't cease and desist, I'll put one on your chin. How do you like that?
I'll give you the first one free.
Oh, mate, if you give me the first one, mate.
Give him 10. The next like one.
Now you've got it. Now you're going to jump on board, haven't you?
It'd be like throwing custard pie.
Jeez, we've missed you when you were gone. Yeah. What do you want to say to you, Brownie?
Mate, I'm just sitting
no one
a good
ever
laugh,
defends me.
I'll defend you, Maroon.
Good on you, mate. I appreciate it.
You're a thrashing machine. I've seen you in the gym before.
Yeah, you've seen me, mate. Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's have a look at some of the news topics around the place at the moment. Hoops, what about Volandi? Comments about the AFL grand final.
Outstanding. How good was it? Mm. So often the AFL love to look down their nose at the NRL and try and throw stones and snigger and carry on as though they're the superior code. But look, they've been caught in a real jam at the moment as a result of some of their decision making. And now it looks as though perhaps their grand final is going to be forced up here to Sydney, which of course the Melbourne establishment are dead set against.
Mm.
And so PVL, being the style of administrator that he is, just merely pointed out that this is the best city in Australia.
Yeah.
We're more than happy to accommodate them because of the jam that they're in.
St. Peter, how good. Do you know what? We've finally got a leader. And I wrote an article, just about it. Like, we've always had the belief that our game's good. We don't have to go there and talk about it. And you talk to a soccer guy and they go, oh, well, we're a world game. And I say, well, I live in Brisbane, right? And you mate, and you talk to an AFL guy, mate, we get 80,000 to a game. I said, not in Queensland.
Mm.
And you talk to a rugby guy and they think the game's played in heaven.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I went to a school where we never even played it. It wasn't even played in the town that I grew up in. So if it's that like that big of a game. And rugby
they play
league,
it in heaven because it sends you to sleep.
Yeah. But and for me, rugby league, you know, you get Anthony Mundine, who played, was a great footy player, goes and wins a world title. They signed two rugby league players to sell their game, Carmichael Hunt and,
yes,
and Israel Folau. We don't sign their players.
That's right.
Mm. So I'm glad that we got a leader now that is on the front foot and is just and is as good as what it is. Hopefully he's making headlines down in Victoria.
Simply the best, Maroon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean,
can
you
we
know,
knight him?
Like, yeah, I think we should. Yeah. Get a statue.
Saint Peter.
People from Melbourne, even Sydney people, oh, Melbourne's so good, it's so cultural, the coffee's great, the restaurants are great, there's shows. I mean, offending him, if I did never go there again, it'd be too soon.
What was that?
What about that for a joint Melbourne? Oh, leave me out of Melbourne.
Mate, what about their beaches? You walk out.
It's a bay.
Yeah, you walk a kilometre out in the water, you're still only up to your knees.
Yeah, no.
And it's cold.
Give me Sydney, Brisbane, Goldie any day of the week.
I'd rather swim in the Northern Territory.
Absolutely.
With the Crocs.
Yeah. Fenua Blake increased penalty. What did you think about all that, Hoops? You're steering this segment, by the way.
It took a fair while for the NRL and Manly especially to land on a position, but I think they finally got the right outcome. Took Ben Eichen coming to the fore and, you know, pointing out the fact that some of the language that he used, the word retard, you know, is just off tap and so offensive.
Absolutely.
To a massive element of the community. And look, thankfully they've now got the decision making right, but I think initially it was a little bit all over the shop.
Mm. And what about this talk of Tim Laffey possibly heading back to the Dogs?
Yeah, it's been around a little bit.
It's but not it's, really.
There's bigger things happening at the Bulldogs at the moment, Anthony. And if you want to rip into those, I think there'll be a phone hookup, a telephone hookup in the next 24 to 48 hours of the Bulldogs Football Club board. And they're aware that they need to make some key decisions around their coach, Dean Pay, specifically, whether he sees out the rest of this season or whether they decide that they need to go in a completely different direction, effective immediately. I'm thinking, you know, all along they've said that they're going to allow him to see out this season, but I know the drums are beating very, very loudly after another flat performance last night.
Now, the other thing was we were going to talk about was the news getting around of our man Ben Eichen being a possibility for the CEO job at the Broncos. And as you know, Benny Eichen is my favourite on Fox League. He's the only one that doesn't bully people, and I love him on NRL 360.
He'd bully you too if he was here. So we can get him to call in, mate.
No,
he wouldn't bully
me, mate, because he's a gentleman, right? It's the world's not about being bullied.
Listen,
all right?
Listen, the leopard would come here and he'd bully you.
Mate, he wouldn't bully me, all right?
Why do you always try and make out like you're some sort of victim?
Mate, I'm the little battler. No, I'm the little battler from Little Bay. Listen, what?
Hannah Hollis and Lara Pitt would bully you.
Anyway, I wasn't talking to you, Gordon.
Oh, sorry.
With great respect to Benny Eichen, who we love, what's on his resume to suggest he could be the CEO at the Broncos?
What are you questioning?
I am questioning it. Yes, I am. Yes, absolutely. I am questioning it.
You're kidding yourself.
Okay, well, what's on his resume?
That won't be the first time you've ever heard that. Ben's got a variety of experience across all levels of business.
That's all I ask you,
knucklehead. He was on the Cowboys Football Club board. Mm. He's been working at Fox Sports as the host of NRL 360.
For almost the last decade. How does that qualify him to run the Broncos?
A scholar in terms of university studies and other business work that he's done.
So you don't know any more about
the community.
Than I do. Right,
well, you didn't tell me you were going to ask me a question about Ben Eichen's CV.
Well, why would you stand up for him if you don't know the answer?
Because you're a smart bloke and a good operator, you're a cat who's in reverse and is now resorting to call everybody bully.
All right, hang on. Did you just call me a cat?
Yes.
Okay, this is going to go to one.
You're under heavy pressure from these two boys, Maroon.
Well, all I ask you idiot, is Ben Eichen, what are his qualifications to be the CEO? I love Ben Eichen. He's a champion.
Yeah, look, I think he has worked in commercial agreements at a few other organisations as well. But it's not the first time that his name's got tossed up. I think when Wayne went back a few years ago. I think there was rumours that Ben Eichen was maybe going to be the CEO, and Paul White is certainly on the way out. He's put his hand up for every other job going around at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's been around for a long time that this would be Whitey's last year. And then I think when the COVID crisis hit, there was some talk, well, maybe he might stay, but given the results from the Broncos on the field, I think the club's now made that black and white very, very clear that he won't be there beyond, I think it's October this year. Look, if Ben wanted to do it, he'd be the perfect candidate, Maroon, because he's played the game at all levels. He's got a lifetime of experience around the game, and he's an intelligent bloke. So there's no question he could walk in and be an NRL CEO tomorrow if he wanted to. But at the moment, he's got a full-time gig hosting NRL 360 at Fox Sports, which I know he values immensely.
Yeah, and well, I wasn't dissing on him. I love Benny Eichen.
No, but I know where you'll be going. Yeah.
You were
where
saying,
you'll
what's
go
the CVs
from here?
He's got. So you were actually bullying him.
No, I wasn't bullying
him. Yes, you were.
At all.
Yes, you were.
I'm not a bully. You're a bully. You're a
you
bully.
Did. And you asked what sort of qualifications, because he sits on a 360 desk. What sort of qualifications has he got to run a club?
You know where he wants to go, Gordon. You know where he wants to go with this? He's going to pitch up. If Ben. If Ben moves, right, and Ben takes the CEO,
he gets
no, no,
$1, no. Anthony Maroon has already started the campaign to sit next to PK. You'll stop bagging Paul Kent all of a sudden, no, won't
I,
you?
I didn't bag Paul Kent.
Listen,
you're carrying on, as my late father would say, you are carrying on like a big Sheila. So
you're
why don't you shut up. We'll go to an ad break and we'll come back. We'll do Maroon's pub quiz. That's why people are listening for Brighton's.
Triple M Sunday Sinbin is full of experts. If you're looking for expert legal advice, have a chat to Brighton's lawyers. Triple M rocks footy. The Triple M Sunday Sinbin.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Triple M rocks footy.
And welcome back to it, and we do it thanks to our mates at Brighton's, our Brighton's lawyers, where they commit, protect and succeed. If you need a lawyer, just need advice, give them a call. That's what we do, 1-800-848-848. Yes, Hoops.
The Dual International Wendell Saylor was just listening to that last segment, Maroon, and he just wanted to let you know that he's dropping some brown sugar into Miss Portugal as we speak.
She's looking forward to some brown sugar today. So that'll be good. I'll tell her if the door knocks and the fox terrier will bark and she'll know that Big Delicious is at the door. Gordon Tallis, Nathan Brown, Hoops and Maroon, we do it thanks to Brighton's. And Brownie, I'm sorry that this carry-on's going on today.
That's okay, mate, I don't mind. It's good fun. I'm not the one in the centre of it, so I'm on the outside watching.
Happier it started early.
It's out too, so it's allowed to get a little loose around the edges now, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I just got a photo of Kenty. He's sitting in his high chair, someone's feeding him. He's just sitting there waiting for the footy in his little high chair.
You've lost it.
All right, Brandy, so I apologise. And I want to say you're looking very fit at the moment too. You're tanned and fit. What have you been doing?
I've been doing a fair few CrossFits. A good mate of mine, Jace Hebbard, North Coast boy from Grafton. He's got a studio out there at Cronulla and Carringbar just behind the Toyota near Shark Park. They're called CFI, CrossFit Inventive.
Yep.
Great to train with, great setup. And I like it because they've got a good crew of people to get there that don't look at themselves and look in the mirror. They actually go there and work hard.
Right.
Female and male all work hard. It's a great spot. CFI.
So yeah.
It's not like your gym, Anthony.
Well,
it's not stepper.
People looking in the mirror all day long.
Well, I've been working out in the shed. And
on the stepper.
Maybe we can get you out to the CrossFit Inventive.
Maybe I'll get out there and show Hebs how you do it. How you do the maroutine, a few burpees.
The maroon team.
Yeah. A few burpees, a few star jumps, a bit of tug of war, a bit of quoits just to loosen things up. Now, boys, it is time for this.
Welcome to Maroon's Trivia Night.
So what about the prize today? Another shipment in from our friend Assunta, who listens in a place called Abruzzi, which is in Italy. Her and her husband listen online to the show. She's sent in some summer rolls. Abruzzi's just outside near Rome there. It's, you might say, as Gold Coast is to Brisbane. It's a little
so Rome just down the road from Longreach?
That's it.
Yeah, that's
Roma.
Oh, okay.
Now, gotcha. Your name is your buzzer here, and thanks so much, Assunta, for these summer rolls. The boys, there's about a kilo of summer rolls here. We'll give them all away as first prize. This one says used by 8th of August 2012, but it should be okay. It's been in its packet that whole time. Here we go. Your name is your buzzer, Brownie, to get these summer rolls. Question number one, who played Danny Ocean in the 2013 Ocean's 13?
Gordy.
Yes.
George Clooney.
And it's 1-0. And question number two, what year did Australia win the America's Cup?
Gordy.
Yes.
83.
Oh, 2-0.
On fire.
He's 2-0. And question.
I must have had a bad line when I was up there in the Brisbane studio. Yeah.
What was you guys delay. Listening?
I must have been on delay.
Yeah. All right. Question number three. What chalky treat, and it isn't summer rolls, what chalky treat melts in your mouth, not 40. In your... Yes. Melts in your mouth.
Cherry ripe.
And he's lost a point. So there Blake. We go. Blake. We took the scenic route, but is we're
it?
Back
what
to...
What was it?
M&M's. Oh. M&M's. Mm. Question number four.
I don't know. They melt in my kids' hands.
What big thing is in Ballina?
Brownie.
Yeah.
Prawn.
Oh, giddy up.
It's got taken down. I drove past it.
No, it's at the Bunnings. One all.
They've shifted the big prawn.
It's at Bunnings there, yeah.
Yeah, it's not where it used to be.
So the big prawn is at Bunnings, and it still needs a paint job. So here we go. The next question.
I was worried where you were going with that, Anthony, but you saved it. Yep.
Here we go. What former Aussie Prime Minister died in 2016? What former Aussie Prime Minister died? Yes.
Bob Hawke.
And that is incorrect. So you're back to zero. Brownie, you're leading 1-0. Righto.
Who was it?
It was Gough Whitlam.
Oh, wow.
Mm. You should get this one, Brownie. What team won the first grand final at the new Olympic Stadium?
Brownie.
Yeah.
Mm. Melbourne.
Yeah. Two.
Yeah, and blood your maroon. No one to that give all the time.
Yeah. All right. What's further north? Tweed Heads or Brunswick Heads?
Brownie.
Yeah.
Tweed Heads.
And that makes it 3-0. Rowdy.
How many do I get, Maroon?
Oh, mate, you get the lot. 2 kilo of summer rolls. Oh, hey, thank you very much. Little
Jack.
Jacko, oh, absolutely right.
He'll be bouncing around like the Energizer bunny.
Yeah, he's got a real sweet Jacko. Tooth. They taste better in the plastic.
Well, that's probably what you... Don't send an invoice, because that's what we're paying you today. Summer rolls. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more as Triple M rocks the
footy. Don't try and haircut Brownie.
Why?
Well, I know what you're up to there. You're going to try and you'll put his invoice in for you as well. Yeah. The double dip. No, that's not happening, Anthony.
Mate, that's one of those things where I say you and Ryan Girdler just need to mind your own business, okay? Just mind your own business, right?
No, I'm looking after Brownie and making sure that you're not undercutting and double dipping like you like to.
Let's take a break. Triple M rocks the footy.
Sunday Sinbin is full of experts. If you're looking for expert legal advice, have a chat to Bryden's lawyers. Triple M rocks footy. Woo! The Triple M Sunday Sinbin.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. It's been a good show today. And if you missed some of the scores over the weekend, well, most of the games have gone to plan really for this weekend. But for Tyre Power, we'll go through some of these scores for you. Roosters 42, Cowboys 16, Titans 16, Warriors 12, Souths 18, Tigers 10, Panthers 56, Sharks 24, Broncos 26, Dogs 8, Storm 20, Raiders 14. At Tyre Power, get up to $100 cash back on selected Michelin tyres. We haven't had a chance, boys, to talk about that Panthers win, 56-24 over the Sharkies. A high-scoring game. 4 tries on debut for young Charlie Staines. Just a flurry of points early for Panthers. Nathan Brown, how did you see that game, mate?
Yeah, Cronulla in the past few weeks, they got a few experienced players back from injury and got a bit of, I suppose, consistency with the side. Johnny Morris could pick, and they were making some steady progress. But I suppose to go down 20, to be down 26-0, they would have been very, very disappointed, Cronulla. They're probably a club that's built itself over the past 7 or 8 years, and they've generally competed really, really well, so that they'd be disappointed on the thing for Penrith. Penrith are obviously having quite a good season, and to score 56 points in anyone's language is a big effort. And, you know, Penrith's getting rewarded now for, I suppose, people have been critical of Gus for different things, for whatever reasons, but, you know, that junior program that Gus put in place when he probably helped save all the league's club and get the money into the club, you're really starting to see the real rewards of that now. And, you know, their recruitment and their attention and that, and the ability of their younger players to go with the younger players now who have played. Like, If you look at Isaiah Yeo and Fisher Harris and Kickow and these blokes, they've all played lots of first grade now. Nathan Cleary's played lots of first grade. The decision to sign Appy Korosau has been a great one, a very experienced player. To go with a few younger ones that have played a season or two, their squad's looking good.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm loving the real changes because you actually have to match the intensity. Like, but you go back five years ago, that didn't happen. Like, it was once a year that happened. So because they were so structured and you could give away penalties, you'd stand there, you'd hand on the ball and it'd have all that kind of situation. Now with the reset, if you don't come out and match and want to put your body on the line early, mate, it can happen. I think Nene McDonald made a mistake. They scored and Charlie Staines, didn't he leave a mark on the game?
Mm. Wouldn't that...
oh, you got it, Anthony.
It was good. Good. I'm laughing. What do you want me to do? You said something funny. I'm laughing. What do you want me to do?
Hey, why do you have to hop on the back foot and get so defensive?
See, as soon as Paul Kent's not here, now you've got a couple.
Mate, Gordon's having a giggle, and next thing you're on the front foot. Well, mate, what's your problem? What's going on?
You're not in charge here, mate, okay?
Well, someone needs to be, and it's clearly not you.
No, but Penrith are a side, just to go back, they're just a young side that are just all working really hard. You know, like you know when you say building a roster, and it's all working for whatever reason, there's a boss and it's Cleary now. And there was a bit of a shadow with James Maloney leaving because Maloney is such a dominant player in himself. But now Cleary, it's his side. They keep on working. He hurt his ankle and, you know, he sort of took a back seat. But the side just kept on rolling on there for a while.
They're actually, I mean, they've got some young players. But if you look at their sort of start and forward pack, you know, Fisher Harris has played a lot of footy. Temau's played a lot of footy. Appy Korosau's played Appy Korosau and Temau are both grand final winners at previous clubs. Kickhouse played a lot of footy now. Isaiah Yeo's played a lot of footy. Liam Martin is the rookie that comes through last year that's really developable. But to sum up where their squad's at and the thickness of their squad, if you look what they had out yesterday, so Charlie Staines comes in and scores four or five tries. He's about two or three players back. If you look at the Warriors' best, well, apart from Tohu Harris, probably the best player for the Warriors 2 weeks ago was Hetherington. Hetherington can't get a run for Penrith. They've actually loaned him out because he must be 22, 23 deep. You know, so that sums up where their squad's come. But, and this is the thing with a lot of the clubs that are struggling at the moment. Penrith squad's good because a lot of those players they've developed. So when they go to the recruitment market to buy Appy Korosau, Ivan Cleary sells something. He goes, come here, come and play with Billy Kickow. Come and play with Fisher Harris. These blokes have been playing 100, 120 games now. They're rep players. Come and play with Nathan Cleary, who's an Origin halfback who's played his 100 games.
Well, that's centre of excellence. The centre of excellence that Gus helped build is a pretty good selling point too. It's an outstanding facility.
But these good players, Hoops, wouldn't go there for the centre of excellence if they can't win, would they?
Yeah.
And the roster's good now, and Ivan's obviously a proven coach. And I think they've been very good. And I'll defend Johnny Morris too. Johnny Morris, he's landed at Cronulla in a time where they've obviously been penalised for some salary cap stuff, which he wasn't involved in. Obviously, the Bronson Cherry thing to probably be pushed into a corner with the Josh Morris situation. So he goes from coming into a season where he's probably got one of the best back five to losing the best young left centre probably in the game and losing one of the one of the better backs in the competition for the past 15 years in Josh. So that leaves him a bit skinny. Now he's got to go to the market and bring in Nene McDonald, who at his best is a very good player, but hasn't played for 12 months because he'd been broken leg and out of the game. Yeah. And so, Johnny Morris has been delivered some hard tasks for a young coach early on as well.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, but they kind of just got off to a terrible start yesterday, didn't they, the Sharkies? And then they got those couple of tries just before half time, and you thought, well, they're back in this, but then Panthers just pulled away again.
Yeah, when you're leaking 26 in the first half, no coach or no team is going to be happy with that, and you can't expect to get yourself into a position to win a game if you're leaking that much. If you look at the better sides, if they have a bit of an off period of a game, they might let two in and they might save three, and they're not going as well, but they go in at 12-0 or 14-0 down as opposed to 26-0, and that's the difference between those, your Melbournes and Roosters and those top sides. If they are right off, they manage to find ways most of the time to stay in it, so if they do get going, they can still win the game.
All right, boys, what we'll do is we'll take a break. Don't forget this afternoon at 4 o'clock we've got that massive game, Eels-Knights, coming up. So do we see the Eels hang on to top spot on the NRL ladder? And then, of course, following that game, we've got Dragons-Manly. So a couple of games coming up on the Triple M Network. We'll have a chance to talk about those, but we're not done yet. More to come as we return very shortly for Bryden's Lawyers. Triple M Sunday Sinbin with Hoops, Brownie, Gordy Tallis and Marooners. Triple M rocks the footy.
Sunday Sinbin is full of experts. If you're looking for expert legal advice, have a chat to Bryden's Lawyers. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.